What started as a lighthearted practice in South Boston has spread to other parts of the city, like here in the South End, where driver Johannes Afwerk has just parallel parked with ease. But he says he doesn't use space savers.
Some people do, but not me. I have my own space.
But Afwerk says he does not have a problem with space savers.
I think it's a good thing. People clean it as well, so they deserve to reserve that spot, yeah.
But not all his neighbors agree. In fact, a group in the South End is attempting to ban the chairs and plastic laundry bins people put in spots they've shoveled out. Over in Beacon Hill, calls are coming into the local civic association, complaining about space saving there.
I do think it's a practice that the city needs to step up and address. It isn't fair to expect neighbors to have to call out other neighbors.
Mary Lee Halpin is director of the Beacon Hill Civic Association. She's been on the phone to City Hall.
It is a little bit hard because there's nothing in writing that supports the fact that it's a practice as opposed to something which is officially sanctioned or officially not sanctioned.
But Mayor Walsh and his staff are taking notice. Spokesman Lisa Pollack says she's been in touch with the South End group.
We have heard some really strong community support for this pilot program, so we're definitely going to be watching their efforts in the upcoming weeks.
Pollack says the city already advises residents against the use of space savers 48 hours after the snow emergency or parking ban has been lifted.
In order to uphold that policy for the balance of the winter, our Department of Public Works is not going to be changing what they're doing. So they do remain committed to collecting space savers on the regularly scheduled trash days, provided that 48 hours has passed.
With one snowstorm after another this February and white piles replacing open spots, the city continues to urge people to use public transportation during storms. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.